Hi, welcome to Bridal Style Blog Podcast. We're very excited as we do this episode every year where we focus on tips and we have conversations with you about how to pick out your best wedding day shoes. I think it's very important to also say that it goes further than just for brides and just for grooms. It actually goes to wedding guests. It goes to Sweet 16s. It goes to if you're attending any kind of event, or even if you're wearing your shoes every day to work or play wherever you go. I think that this is an epi that can benefit everybody, right, Claire? Okay, so we're going to wait for Claire to patch in. Carrying on, so a good thing, you know, everybody knows to get your wedding dress. I mean, you get your wedding dress first, then you pick out your wedding day shoes. Of course, because you want to know what style you're going for. You don't want to get a wedding shoe before you get the dress. You don't kind of, I mean, even if you're a shoeholic, shout out to Shoeholic Magazine, even if you're a shoeholic, you want to make sure that you have the dress before you pick out the shoes. But let me tell you this, make sure you not only have the dress, Claire, are you there? Make sure you not only have
here.
The dress,
yep.
But make sure you also have the, make sure you also have the shoes before you're fitting. So when I say that, I'm going to back up just a little, where you want to buy your dress first, and then you want to go and get your shoes. Sometimes people say, oh, bring shoes, your seamstress may say, bring shoes like your dress, I mean, like you're going to wear. Do not bring shoes like you're going to wear. You should be breaking them in anyway. So you know what? Bring the shoes. Buy your shoes before you're fitting. If you don't have your shoes, push it back. I mean, Claire, what do you think?
Yes, always, especially when it comes to the fitting. You don't want to have shoes that you're not going to have on the day of the wedding. And it can throw off the height and everything of the dress. So, yeah, breaking those in way before your wedding day is an excellent idea. I agree.
Exactly. You want your shoes to, you know, match your dress, whatever, the style of where you are. So far as if you're on a beach, you're not going to wear, you know, skyscraper heels. That's just not a good idea. And wedding guests, you guys too, because I've seen you guys out there on the beach. Do not get upset that you're sinking in the sand and you wore stilettos to the beach. This is not a good idea, wedding guest. And also, there's something that people are doing because, you know, we have all these great Pinterest shoes and pictures and all this other stuff where, you know, we have a lot of cobblestone here. And people, when they get married at country clubs or the beach, they try and make their wedding party stand on these little, I mean, sometimes people use it with bricks, concrete, wood. But this isn't comfortable if you're having a ceremony over 10 minutes.
Oh, it's horrible. You have to be careful.
Yes, you have to be careful about the terrain that you're making your wedding party stand on in those shoes, be it the groom's side or the bridesmaids, because you definitely want to consider their comfort also.
Yes, always. Yeah, that cobblestone is horrible. I had a wedding in Savannah. It was so much cobblestone everywhere. It was just so difficult to walk on. So imagine standing there for 10 minutes. Just too much.
I couldn't imagine. I've walked on, there's a street here. I forgot. It's on the west side. It's got a tunnel. And I used to wear these heels when I was a kid. And I would walk. And, I mean, these are like the stripper heels, the really big 5-inch platform heels.
Oh, yes.
And people would watch me to see if I was going to twist my ankle. Never did, but I don't suggest doing that the day of your wedding because you kind of get a little wobbly. Not a good look, you know. And I am so excited that we are going to have a special guest patching in today. And we're announcing our new Bridal Style giveaway. So make sure you go to www.bridalstyleblog.com and take a gander and into that Instagram giveaway. I want it myself. You guys are going to have to go there and see it, but
too.
I want it myself.
I won it last year.
You know what's amazing? It is literally my favorite. We'll go back to that. We'll lead up to that soon. All right, so we talked. Did we talk about comfort in shoes? Guys, beauty is one thing. If you pick a brooch, I've said this before, if you pick a brooch on your shoe, it's gorgeous, isn't it? You have to watch how the designer has placed that brooch on the shoe and where. If your brooch is on the top of your toes and you have peekaboo, as the day goes on and you're going to perspire because you're getting married, you're going to sink further and further down into those peekaboo pumps throughout the day, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Now, have you ever felt that feeling, Claire? I mean, where you all the pressure and you have gravity. And now imagine adding a brooch on the top of your little pretty toes. Oh,
you're going to have
not
a
comfortable
feeling. It's going to hurt so bad. Yeah, it's going to dig into your foot, the top of your toes.
Yeah, so you have the you have your toes, just like about three of them exposed, sinking through this little peekaboo, and then you put a brooch on top of that. That's uncomfortable. So I want you guys to consider that. And, you know, of course, some of us, like I have wide feet, some of us, no matter what heel we get, we may have a little pinch somewhere because we're not quite this size, but we're not quite that one. But what I need for people to remember is that when they do have that little bite, start working on it. You can stretch your shoes. You can have them stretched, or you can get them stretched. Sometimes people put Vaseline inside them. I don't suggest that if it's satin or material. But, you know, you can put your thick socks on, get a blow dryer, heat up your shoes, and then put your feet in those socks and put them in those shoes. This will loosen it up. It's kind of like a little trick to stretch your shoes a bit that I remember.
Yeah,
my
I love that.
Taught me as a kid.
Yeah.
It really works, too. And then it's not like they get too loose and they're like slippers. They're just right. And I know some people have this Cinderella complex where they do not want to wear their shoes until the day of the big ball. Guys, a big mistake. No one's going to see a little scratch on the bottom of your shoe from you breaking it.
Nope. Not at all.
So please break them in. It's for your comfort. Not for anyone's comfort, but yours. Very important. So, Claire, do you have any shoe stories or horror stories from your wedding?
Yes. Going back to the wedding I had in Savannah, all the bridesmaids handed me their shoes immediately after they took their last post-wedding picture. It was so funny. I'm standing there with like eight pairs of stilettos in my hand. And the bride just tossed her shoes in the air. She's like, I'm done. She couldn't handle it. Yeah. So that was like one of my horrific stories. I'll never forget that.
That's what happens. And it is not cute, wedding guests included, to be on the dance floor with no shoes and a fancy plate. Please, put your shoes on. And some places have rules where you have to have shoes on. So, of course, we always say, you know, make a little amenity basket and maybe have a whole basket full of flip-flops or the satin roll-up ballet slippers or something like that, just to help your guests, you know, still look decent and also, I'm sorry, and also keep in contact with the rules, so far as abide by the rules. I lost my train of thought there. Claire?
No. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you were talking about providing comfort for your guests. So I actually love that idea, especially for outdoor ceremony, flip-flops right outside by the cocktail hour. So they can – sometimes you can put a little sign that says bring your dancing shoes or throw your shoes off and put these on and dance in for comfort. It is all about thinking about your guests, thinking about the comfort of their feet as well as yours. Definitely.
Yes, it's definitely. And remember to take that when you're picking out shoes for your groomsmen and when you're picking out shoes for your bridesmaids. Do not forget that. I mean, things look nice, but make sure they're comfortable for people also.
Oh, yeah. And for the guys. Can't forget about them.
Yes. Yes. Now, so you've picked out your shoes. You've worn them a little. You've done things. I'm sorry. Claire, can you take over for me, please?
Yeah. So you've picked out your shoes, as Dana was saying, and you've worn them because you definitely don't want to just throw them on the day of the wedding and walk around with your feet scrunched up because you're in pain. I love the tip that she talked about earlier, putting the thick socks on, adding the blow dryer just to give them a little bit of whisk. So that is excellent tips that you want to keep. You want to write this down, brides. Don't forget about it. And even if you're not a bride, you have a big, important event party coming up and you have some fabulous stilettos you want to put those on and implement those tips that we talked about earlier. So now we are at the fitting. And
exactly, and I love the idea of that.
Yes. So
now, Claire, we all love those pretty pictures with the shoes standing along and with the invitation, the ring, the bridal suite setup. We love all of that. What sometimes people have two or three different shoes. Do you like the idea of two shoes or three pairs? Personally, I like the idea of three. I know by the time shoe buying comes around, everybody kind of, you know, doesn't want to spend any more money, so they're looking at everything like, a little less.
But when you say three, you mean for ceremony, reception, and then when she's off to her honeymoon? The third pair, or where does the third pair come in that you like?
Well, I like the third pair because I like two heels. I like two heels that went with the dress while you were getting it altered. I like the idea of two heels, and I like one flat.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because sometimes you might have a strappy heel that's a little bit more comfortable, but you might want to wear a closed toe for the ceremony or something a little bit more formal. So, you know, you have to kind of – I like the idea of three shoes because I noticed the ladies that I know that have worn three shoes have had more choices, and a lot of times they'll go from one heel to the other, and they still have that height. They still have the dress falling where it should be, and they won't even need to go to the flat. Not that flats are bad. Flats are great. It's just that sometimes when you bustle your gown, it isn't made for the flat. It's still made for the heel.
That's true. That's true. And I've seen that. I've seen them switch back and forth, especially when they throw on their cutting of the cake dress. They want that different look. Yes.
Definitely. What's really interesting is that sometimes you do all of these things. You buy shoes that are comfortable, that you wear all the time, so you're like, okay, I know this won't hurt me, but then it pinches you. So then you stretch your shoes, or you take them to the you know, your shoemaker, and you say, okay, could you stretch this part, or you stretch them yourself, and then you break them in. I think sweeping and vacuuming is a good thing to do a lot in your shoes because you're kind of moving at all angles. And then guess what? Sometimes it still hurts. It still hurts.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Even
you ever notice that?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
This is where I think this is amazing because this is a product that I tested, I think Carrie sent me a while ago I tested it. And this is a product that I actually purchase now because it is I am of a certain age and I believe in serum, okay?
No, I know.
Exactly. Exactly. And I really, this serum, it's called Soul Serum. And when all else fails, believe it or not, it works. Works, it works, it works, it works. I can't say it anymore. I mean, I've been boasting to Claire about it for how long? It's been a while I've been telling you about it, right?
Oh, a long time. Yes.
It's
yes,
like
you
so
have.
Great. So what we have is Tricia Andrews, creator of Soul Serum today. How
Yay.
Wonderful is that? Trish, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're great. We're so happy. We're so happy to have you on tonight. I mean, I'm giggling myself because you have no idea.
So happy.
I
did want to interrupt you because you were saying such great things about it.
Well, you know, I tried the product out, and I rely on it now. I mean, sometimes I'm on my feet 10 to 12 hours a day. I love to be well-heeled, and even if I'm in my flip-flops, sorry to say that, guys, even when I'm in my flip-flops, if I'm, like, on my feet for 12 hours, I'll just go to my little makeup bag, pull out some Soul Serum, squirt, put it on my ankle. I'm fine. I love it, love it, love it. I think it's a magic serum. And I love
her. I'm so glad to hear you say that, too, because it's, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're in high heels or what. Like, your feet just hurt at the end of a long day. So even in flip-flops, you could use a little relief.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Especially if you've been on them. We have to know, how did you come up with Soul Serum? Like, tell us how, because it's a product that, you know, first you look at it and you're like, the bottle's really nice. Packaging is nice. Is it really going to work? And I was really blown over it. I think it's the best beauty product ever. How did you come up with Soul Serum? Like, what made you come up with the concept, develop the product? How did that start?
I mean, honestly, it's just something that I needed. My background is not in the beauty industry at all. I come from a TV ad sales background. I worked for Turner Broadcasting and Fox Sports for like 12 years, and the majority of my career was spent in Chicago, which, if you've been in Chicago, it's really a walking city like New York. In ad sales, you're always dressed up in a suit and you're always in heels. So I was running around the city and just always had the problem that my feet were killing me. And there was really no easy solution for me. I tried the Dr. Scholl's inserts, the little, like, the flower petals that you can put in your shoes. And honestly, those just ended up being a lot more of a hassle for me. So I was trying to think if there would just be something that you could put on your feet that would essentially numb them. I was a little familiar with lidocaine, and I knew that some people had used it, you know, when they got Botox or waxing or, you know what I mean, like piercings or something. So I was actually sitting with my husband one night at dinner, and we were talking about it, and he was like, you know what, that's a great idea. You should really try to do something about that. So, like, we had a friend who hooked me up with a chemist, and I spent some time with him just kind of talking about what I wanted, you know, the formula to be. Like, obviously wanted it to take away the pain, so we included lidocaine, and I just wanted, like, really great natural ingredients that would have other benefits. So we have the peppermint oil, lavender oil, and tea tree oil, and together those help, obviously, relieve the pain, but it also is great for helping with inflammation, you know, just when you're on your feet and they start swelling at the end of the day, it will help take that down. It's also just really soothing and moisturizing. So, yeah, that's how I came up with it, and I just sort of, it was one of those, like, dumb ideas that, honestly, I just think it's, like, so wonderful now, and it's just so helpful for, you know, so many different types of people that are on their feet all day.
It does. It works. It works. I am so, somebody, you have a question on Twitter, or somebody, Claire, you have a question from someone listening?
Yes, let me pull it up. Okay, the question is, what's the alternative for those who don't wear high heels? Any suggestions on how to get started on your high heel journey? What do you do, what not to do? And how do I pick just the right size shoe for a special outfit?
The right size shoe meaning the right height or the right style? You match your shoes to your dress.
Okay. And
but if she wants to start wearing heels, definitely get some Soul Serum so you can start it in comfort and just
bye. With the transition from flat to high heels.
Yeah,
you can use it as a transition tool. Okay.
I know, Tricia, what would you say? Just buy heels. Start wearing them.
I would say, yeah, just to start with them, but, you know, also, especially in the summer, I think wedges are a great alternative, and it'll take some of that pressure off from wearing the heels, so I think that would be a great first step if you're a little bit nervous to go with the full, you know, 4-inch stilettos or something.
I love
that idea. Yes, definitely start with wedges. It's summer, and then transition as you, you know, feel more comfortable. Just get out there and get well healed. That's great. And don't forget, you know, I think it's very important that I'm saying that, because I know I sound like I'm pushing, but I'm a big fan of Soul Sarah, especially when she explained why it works, because I was wondering, like, what is in it? What makes it work instantly? Because a lot of times when you have your heels on, you're dancing, you pull them off, you cannot put them back on because you are in that much pain. And I think I've seen a lot of rides go through that. They're wrapping their feet in moleskin and everything. And since we've been, you know, using Soul Serum, we don't have that issue anymore. How long has Soul Serum been around?
We launched in April of 2014, so we're just over a year old.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
I thought it was around. Wow, that's amazing.
No, it really is, because it's just, you know, word, it just continues to spread. I think that's the amazing thing about women, is that they're not afraid to share secrets. So it's really
awesome, right, us
that everyone's spreading the word.
That's great, especially because it works. And when you have something that works, people do. Just like I was on the phone with Claire, like, oh, my gosh, this stuff is good. That's what happens. You start, hey, try this, do this, do this. And when it's something good, it works. I see some listeners out there. If anybody wants to ask a question, just hit us up on Twitter, and we will. You can ask Trisha anything if you like regarding shoes and soulmates. So, guys, this is what I know a lot of you are waiting for. Soul Serum is sponsoring our next giveaway with their luxury soulmate serum. That's what I like to call it. It is definitely an amazing bundle, guys. You have to go to IG, and here are the rules. I know you guys are waiting. So you have to first follow Bridal Style Blog and follow Soul Serum via Instagram. So you're going to follow both Bridal Style and Soul Serum. Repost the picture with the hashtag BSB Bride, Soul Serum, Soulmate. Okay? And if you missed that, just go to www.bridalstyleblog.com, and you guys can just see it on every single page, how to win. And we will pick the winner at random. Trisha, is there anything else or any advice you have for brides and bridesmaids, even wedding guests? Because this is something I think everybody can benefit for. It just doesn't stay with brides or people just wearing heels.
Yeah, you know, obviously, like, we have a lot of brides that purchase it for themselves and their bridesmaids. And we've seen something really fun that with our little travel size, they're including that in their, you know, their wedding favor bags for all of the guests. Just because I think it's really great for anybody at a reception, because everybody's on the dance floor, or at least you want everybody on the dance floor. Yeah, and it's just, you know, and like I said, like, it's obviously perfect for weddings, but it really just, it's something that you can use all the time, and it's just, you know, sore feet happen to everybody. I even have some guys that use it, which is awesome. But yeah, I just, you know, I really appreciate all of the kudos and the amazing things that you guys are saying, and I'm glad that you've loved
it
so
much. It's all true. We do. It's all true. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you rewind and listen. Still rewind. I guess kind of. I mean, it's the little icon, right?
Yes, it is rewinding. you just drag your finger off the screen.
Playback. We went over some great tips, and you guys finally get to see how Soul Serum works. So go out there, explore, purchase, and get well healed, okay? Anything else, ladies, before we sign off? Oh, Trisha, can
everyone
you
is excited
tell
about it.
How to get in touch with you?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, to get in touch with me? Definitely. Well, first of
the
all,
website,
I would love
yes.
everyone to follow Soul Serum. Our handle is just at Soul Serum, and you can read all about it at www.soulserum.com. And I love for people to reach out to me, so you can email me, and it's Trisha, T-R-I-C-I-A, at soulserum.com. So, and I try to get back to everyone, so feel free to reach out if you have questions.
That's awesome, guys. Check out Soul Serum. Enjoy the rest of your wedding summer, guys who are in weddings, guys who are going to weddings, and people who are just going out. I cannot wait to see you week after next. And thank you, Trisha Andrews, for coming on. We really, really appreciate
you
sharing your time with us.
Thank you, guys.
And continued success with Soul Serum. We love the product. You guys have an amazing week, and we'll see you soon.
Have a good night. Thank you. Good night. Good night.